with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, Sam Tarley from Game of Thrones, actor John Bradley. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you, man. How are you?
I'm fired up for the season to begin. I can't believe it's the final one, though. I mean, yeah. They're breaking it up into two segments, seven episode installments, right?
The first one's seven and the second one's six episodes.
So wow, even less.
13 episodes left in total. That's all we got.
What was the mood on the set knowing this was the final season?
Kind of a little bit bittersweet, I think. Just because, you know, in acting, it's quite rare to get to go back and work with the same people for 7 years in a row. You're constantly having to, you know, reestablish your dynamic and meet new people all the time. And you don't really have that security of the familiarity of it.
Right.
Usually. But this has been a real treat.
Oh, man. I could imagine. So did you keep anything from the set?
Not yet. No. I completely play by the rules. Maybe when it kind of all wraps up, I'll take something. The thing that I've always wanted to take is Sam's thimble. There's a thimble that he gave to Gilly in season three, which his mother gave to him, which represents...
I remember that. No, you got to take that. What was it? What you killed the White Walker with?
Oh, yeah, you can take that. Yeah, I may take that.
What kind of glass is that? What is that again?
Dragon glass.
Dragon glass, that's right.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, the obsidian. Yeah, you got to get that.
It's going to be a struggle to get that through customs, I think. But we'll...
You should probably just take a lot of stuff.
Yeah. as much as possible. Duffel bag.
Just completely furnish my house.
Exactly. What do you remember about your Game of Thrones audition?
I remember being late. I remember being spectacularly late for it. Because I live in Manchester, which is a kind of 2-hour train ride away from London where the auditions were being held.
Right.
So I was very late and very panicked, and we had to appeal to them very strongly to still let them see me because, you know, they're busy guys. They had stuff to do. They say, right, we'll wait until 2 o'clock. And then if he's not here at 2, we'll have to go.
Well, maybe that stress sort of helped.
Yeah.
The character, right? Because he's sort of a nervous guy.
Yeah. He's not a laid back guy. And maybe that did kind of help a bit. But
wow.
You know, I must have done something right. Auditions are always such a strange process anyway. You're not quite sure what they're looking for. But luckily enough, they were looking for me, which is kind of strange. Yeah.
And the last time we saw you or your character, Sam, he was in the Citadel studying to be a maester in his element with this huge library.
Yeah.
So sort of heaven for him. He's got his girl, Gilly. He's got little Sam. You got this big ass library. So, I mean, life doesn't get better than this right now for you, right?
No, I mean, the Citadel, ever since Sam kind of first came into consciousness, the Citadel has represented for him all of his hopes and aspirations and everything he's always wanted to achieve, because he grew up in an environment with his father where books and knowledge and learning were kind of despised and derided and not given any respect at all. His father just thought that they were folly and kind of disposable. And if you couldn't swing a sword on the battlefield, then you basically weren't a man and had no way of impacting the wider world for the better. And so Sam's finally got to this place where for the first time, his passions and interests are not derided. They're actually
celebrated.
Actually celebrated and respected. And
exactly.
He's finally got there in amongst all these people who he believes to be are of a similar mind to him. He's got his girl and they're, you know, his adopted child.
He's adopted child. You got to work on your own, player.
Oh, yeah. I got completely, yeah. Oh, that's a slow process, but he's going to get there. Yeah, he's taken them out of all this hardship. He's got them to a place of safety. So at the end of season six, he's really achieved quite a lot.
And a lot of people think that Sam's going to play a big part in the final season. You're one of the few characters who... I've liked you. The public has liked you since the beginning, right? Because many of the characters, you like them, then you end up kind of hating them. At one point, I wanted the White Walkers to kill everybody because I was just done with the whole cast. But you have remained pretty likable for the most part. So is it fair to say you'll have an impact on this final season, reuniting with Jon Snow?
Well, thinking about that, you know, Samwell does exist in a world that he finds hard to cope with. He lives in a world that's not built for somebody like him. So he's had to come so many obstacles and always has to face these challenges and should have maybe died a long time ago. And he maybe shouldn't have even survived this long. So you do suspect that if he's still around now, that they're keeping him around for a reason, you'd like to think. But, you know, knowing Game of Thrones, now that I've said that,
right,
because the show is so hard to predict and so hard to second guess.
Now you're dying next episode.
Next episode. Now, yeah. They're going to do a very quick re-edit and I'm going to die 9 p.m. on HBO on Sunday night.
John told me that when he gets the scripts, he quickly thumbs through to get to his character to see if he made it, if he was alive or not.
It takes an unbelievable amount of restraint to not do that, I think.
Yeah. And then he enjoys the script once he
made it.
Because I guess once you find out, man, and then, you know, you start making peace with it in your mind. Two things. Why does your baby never grow? It's the same size for many seasons. And why are the seasons itself so long? Winter has been coming for like 5 years.
Yeah, I think the reason for that, and I don't really know, but this is just my theory, is the fact that Game of Thrones has its own sense of linear time. And that sense of linear time isn't represented by any time that we know. So when you see, for example, an hour-long episode, all of those events are happening at the same time. So you're not seeing you're not necessarily seeing that period of time in their lives.
Got it.
You're seeing like what's happening in that 10-minute period.
Sure.
Across the whole of Westeros. So that kind of time scale continuum is kind of disturbed by Game of Thrones, I think. But you know, it's quite difficult when you have actors who arrive in the show when they're 12 years old and they're 4 foot tall. And then what we expect to believe is 2 years later, like Isaac Hampstead, right, who plays Bran Stark, he's like 6'2" now or something.
Really? He's really grown up.
So it's kind of hard to marry.
Yeah.
But you know, people always ask me, why is the baby not getting any bigger? People always ask me, why is Sam not losing any weight despite all of the walking that he does? And I always feel
you've had a lot of steps.
I've had a lot of steps. Yeah. My pedometer's blowing up right now. But I always do feel like saying, and I said it to a guy once, you know, I've told this story before, but I said it to a guy in London that, you know, you're watching a show where people come back to life from death and become ice zombies, and you get a woman giving birth to a cloud. You get all of these fantastical elements and all these fantasy elements. You get dragons breathing fire. Yet me not losing any weight is just the one thing that you don't
realistic.
Believe.
Don't believe
it. Sorry, not buying it. Just not buying it.
So funny. You're in town, John, for Comic-Con. Yeah. What's your favorite part of those conventions?
Just the kind of fan feedback, really. What I love the most about them is the fact that what they represent is a group of people who quite often feel on the fringes, and they feel they lead an alternative lifestyle. And a lot of time they feel that they maybe have to keep their passion, a bit like Samwell, maybe have to keep their passions and interests a bit of a secret.
Mm-hmm.
But they go to Comic-Con and they're accepted, and it's really moving. And everybody's
it's their
like
citadel.
It's their citadel. And they don't need to feel self-conscious or kind of embarrassed about anything anymore. Everything's fair game. Everybody's accepted.
Yeah.
And I think for that few days in San Diego and all over the world where they happen, it's just a very kind of level playing field. Everybody's accepted, and it's just a kind of, it's nice to see the kinship among those people.
You've also got a rock and roll movie. I say that in English. You've also got a rock and roll movie coming out in time for Halloween, American Satan.
Yeah.
Great title. What's that about?
It's about, it's a tried and tested formula for a story. It's about a Faustian pact. It's about a young rock band. I'll say that in English. It's about a young rock band who half from the United States and half from the UK, who get together and make a pact with the devil for instant success and fame and wealth and fame and fortune. And then all the consequences of that are kind of writ large. It's an exciting movie.
Fun. You play one of the band members?
No, I play the band's manager.
Okay.
I play the band's inept manager. But
inept manager's the best.
Yes.
They're the best kind of manager.
Exactly.
But it's half actors and half guys from actual bands. We've got guys from like Black Veil Brides and Asking Alexandria, and actors like myself and Malcolm McDowell. We got Malcolm McDowell to play the devil.
Wow.
Which is kind of exciting. We've got Mark Boone Jr. from Sons of Anarchy and loads of other cool people popping up. It's going to be interesting, I think.
Right on. Yeah. And is Manchester still home?
Oh, still home, yeah.
Would you ever consider moving to the States?
I'd consider coming out here for extended periods. But I think that it's people that tie you to a place, mm-hmm. and not necessarily the place itself. I come out to LA, and if I was to see it through, you know, non-judging eyes, of course it's a slightly nicer place than Manchester on the surface. You've got lovely weather. You've got an amazing kind of landscape. It's a really beautiful place to be, but sadly, the people that I love aren't here. The people that I love are in Manchester, so I have to get back to them.
Can't beat family and friends.
Yeah.
Put you on the spot real quick. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Yeah.
Go-to karaoke song.
Oh, Carolina by Shaggy.
Okay.
genuinely is.
TV guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure is such a strange thing because if I'm going to tell you now, I'm clearly not that guilty about it. But I like children's television from the 90s, Kenan and Kel.
Oh, Kenan okay. Kel. Nice. That's kind of a fun guilty pleasure.
Yeah, still do it. Yeah. Still do it now.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up.
Jerry Halliwell from the Spice Girls.
Was that Ginger Spice?
Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
How I knew that?
Huge. Yeah.
Okay. Your last meal, if you're going to... No, I was going to say the electric chair, but if you're going to be gone the next day forever, what are you having for your last meal?
Well, if I was to be realistic about it, I'd say a huge meal that's going to take a very long time to cook. But I'd say I'm such a Neanderthal man. I'd say steak. That's what men always say. A really nice steak.
Really nothing wrong with that.
Really nice steak. And I nearly said salad, but what's the point?
No,
yeah, exactly.
What's the point in trying to preserve anything?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's just roughage to try to clean you out. You don't need that.
Yeah, what's the point? I'm going to be cleaned out any
second. Exactly. Time travel destination.
Oh, ancient Egypt. Got to be.
You want to see how the pyramids
were
built?
How did they get those pyramids up? Yeah. I've never been to the pyramids, but people come back and they just say, just the feat of engineering just blows your mind.
Yeah.
I just love to see that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Game of Thrones airs Sundays on HBO. You can follow him on Twitter at John Bradley West. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. It's been lovely. Thanks a lot. On with Mario Lopez.